It is the Friday Show. It's Neil Atkinson with Paul Dehaney, Kev Walsh and Andy Heaton. Coming up, we've got Rich Hobbs and Ant Shaw. They're very much on the way to talk about Wolves and Manchester United, respectively. I mean, I presume as much with Ant. I didn't do it. John did it. So John Gibbons is also on the way. I mean, it'd be quite a left turn if Ant Shaw was all of a sudden talking about Bournemouth, the one that you never saw coming. But things change. Things change. It's been so long since we've been doing the Friday Show, so long since there's been a Premier League match, and yet we find ourselves mid-season and it's not halfway. It's actually still closer to a third of the way through the season than actually to halfway through the season. It's worth pointing that out and remembering it when there is chat around the league table. But we will start off with Paul Dehaney because this is so unexpected for all of us. Paul, I mean, I couldn't be bothered with Brentford away first. I think Liverpool have got it tougher, don't get me wrong. But Brentford away, first one back, feels absolutely moody from a Tottenham Hotspur point of view. It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, moody indeed. And also a 12:30 kickoff, which even adds to the lack of flavour for the game for me anyway. But what I would say, historically, I found out a great fact about Tottenham. In the last 15 seasons, we're unbeaten on Boxing Day. That amounts to something like 12 wins and three draws. And to top it all, that's the longest run in all four divisions.
What have you been doing at Christmas? Because whatever it is, it's second to none.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about the other day, and I thought we haven't lost in Boxing Day for ages. I didn't know it was 15 seasons. And now, of course, I've said that.
Yeah,
I'm setting myself up for.
Let me just put the bet on.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah. Well, no, I just thought it was an interesting stat. So I don't know what, you know, 15 seasons seems a long, long time to. To sort of, they must have something like some sort of tried and tested formula. Under we probably had about 15 different managers.
I was about to say, yeah, there's a lot of gaffers who've managed to make this work.
But yeah, Brentford away to the game. I think it's a tough one. It'd be a tough one for them as well. I think that I don't know whether it was Guardiola or Klopp recently remarked that the players that have actually been away on international duty will be in better shape than the ones that haven't due to the competitive nature of the games that they've been playing. You know, the players that have been left behind have been playing a lot of friendlies. You know, there's a lot of fringe players that have been used. From our point of view, the World Cup, you look at our team, you know, the whole spine of the team was away. I think you're probably going to ask me what players are going to be needed for Spurs moving forward later on. And really, you just look at the players that never went to the World Cup in our first team, and that shows you the spots that are kind of missing.
Well, do you think Lloris will feature, or do you think he goes with Fraser Forster?
It's a difficult one. I think Lloris should. Because I don't think I think he's a keeper. He's not going to be exerting himself.
Not proper footballers.
Mentally would have, of course.
Whoa.
But